You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here with Paul Henderson from Chatterbox, Talking Newspaper, based in Norwich. Hi, Paul. Thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Jennifer. Thank you very much for this opportunity to talk to RNIB Connect Radio.
Can you tell me a little bit about Chatterbox, Norwich Talking Newspaper, and when it started?
Chatterbox in Norwich started 47 years ago. It was quite an early one, I think, back in 1978. And it was set up, I think, really by a lot of journalists associated with the local newspapers, but were aware that there were a lot of people out there who couldn't read their paper. And it deals with people who live in Norwich and in the close environment as well.
What is your involvement in the Talking Newspaper and why did you get involved?
I'm actually the chair, recently elected, of Chatterbox. I started volunteering with Chatterbox about 4 years ago. I'd come back in retirement to Norfolk, where we as a family had lived for some time. And I'd heard about Chatterbox and that it was a very supportive charity, very happy charity. And it seemed like it was a good one to try and support and spend time with. I actually started just as a sub-editor, looking at some of the stories that we were going to read from the local newspapers. And then I was asked to lead a team to do a subset of what we do called Chat Around. And then recently I've been asked to come in as chair with a board of trustees.
How many listeners and volunteers do you have?
The question of how many listeners is always one that we're trying to sort of review. We have approximately about 450 listeners. We have 300 plus who receive a USB memory stick and we send that out to them. But we also now are trying to monitor how many other people we have online. And we believe somewhere in the region of another 100. We're just over 450 listeners altogether. We're really proud of actually. And as far as the volunteers are concerned, we have about 80 volunteers, which are divided between the four teams that come in throughout a month, one team every week. And on that team, there is a sort of team leader who edits and decides what stories from the local press we want to include. And they then pass the stories on to the sub-editors to make them more readable for radio, because reading stuff from the newspaper doesn't always work. So then we have a sound recorder and a group of newsreaders. Normally there are four, two men and two women, so that there is a variety of voices for our listeners. And another reader probably who reads out a feature story that we include in the weekly news. And then we have wallet sorters, because the memory sticks get sent out to our listeners in wallets, which the Royal Mail agreed to deliver free of charge. So we have people who take out the memory sticks and then put new ones in with the new weekly stories on.
What features are covered in the magazine called Chat Around, and who helps to gather the content?
Chat Around, it's a quarterly recording. So we send out four times a year. I have a team of four other interviewers, or chatterers, as we call them, and they find people of some interest in the local area that we think that over a period of about 10 to 15 minutes can give our listeners something different to listen to, something slightly more entertaining sometimes. So, for example, I've interviewed the cathedral organist from Norwich. And I'm going to see a physiotherapist who used to be the physiotherapist at Norwich City Football Club. The other things we've had someone who is blind and visually impaired and conducts a choir, but he's just received a new guide dog. So we had him talking about his new experiences with that. We've also have some interviews with local councillors as to what's happening within the council and within Norfolk. It's very much a variety of different things, just as a slightly something different. I think we would call it entertainment rather than anything else.
How can people access Chatterbox Talking Newspaper or even get in touch with you?
We are contactable fairly easily, either by telephone, and the telephone number is 01603765365, or our website, and you can contact us by email with contact chatbot@cbtn.org.uk. But we're also on Facebook and Instagram, which I think is under Chatterbox Talking Newspaper. And we welcome any sort of feedback we get from current listeners. And we regularly get either letters or feedback. We have a listeners panel, which is led by one of our trustees, and they give us interesting feedback. One of the really good things, I think, is that when people want to volunteer here, they often think that reading the news is the exciting thing, the thing they want to do. But we have to go through an audition process. So we are asked to go in and record some reading of news items, and then that is sent to the listeners panel, who will select the voices they like to hear. And so for us, the listeners panel is actually really quite important for getting feedback.
Thanks, Paul, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much indeed, Jennifer. It's very nice to be able to talk to RNIB Connect Radio. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.